Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 207. This is the Longevity Plan, and our topic today is almonds versus peanuts. Which should you eat? Everyone knows almonds are healthier than peanuts, right? Well, in this podcast, we're going to look at the science to settle the almonds versus peanuts debate. The results may surprise you. Number one, almonds versus peanuts for weight loss. Almonds are a great nut for people wishing to lose weight. While you would expect that all of the calories and fat in almonds would cause weight gain, the opposite is actually true. Indeed, a recent study showed that people eating almonds lost 65% more weight than those not eating almonds. When it comes to weight loss, peanuts have a similar effect. In a study of 14,082 people, even though peanut eaters ate significantly more calories, they actually weighed less than those not eating peanuts. This finding argues that peanuts increase metabolism. For weight loss, all nuts, including peanuts, help to fill you up and may increase your metabolism. Thus, as long as you don't overdo it, so portion control is needed with nuts or peanuts. So as long as you don't overdo it, nuts and peanuts should help you to maintain a healthy weight. So I'm going to call this a tie. Number two, almonds versus peanuts for diabetes, blood pressure, and cholesterol. For preventing the common ailments of life like diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, both nuts and peanuts perform magnificently. Indeed, countless studies have shown that all nuts and peanuts help to treat and prevent these conditions, the diabetes, blood pressure, high cholesterol issues. Just how much benefit can you anticipate by eating nuts or peanuts every day? According to one study, blood pressure is reduced by 6 millimeters of mercury, or 6 points, and LDL, that's bad cholesterol, by 10% just by eating 30 grams of them. Now, you may be wondering, how much is 30 grams? Well, 30 grams works out to be one or two handfuls, depending on the size of the nut and the palm of your hand. For people with diabetes, nuts and peanuts should not raise your glucose at all, as they are slowly digested and contain no sugar. So, winner, I'm going to call this one a tie as well. Number three, almonds versus peanuts to prevent dementia. When it comes to optimizing brain function, there are strong data that almonds are very helpful. For example, in a study of 522 people, a daily dose of almonds improved brain function by up to 60%. Exactly how almonds help so much with brain function isn't completely clear. This benefit may come from the role of almonds in weight loss, diabetes, blood pressure lowering, and cholesterol lowering. Alternatively, it may be due to the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants packed into the nut. In animal studies, almonds boost acetylcholine in the brain, which then turbocharges memory function. Peanuts are a unique brain food in that they are packed with niacin. While niacin supplements have never been shown to be helpful, I need to emphasize that, niacin supplements have never been shown to be helpful. The natural niacin packed in peanuts have been associated with a much lower risk of dementia. For example, in a study of 6,158 people living in Chicago, those getting the most niacin from natural food sources were 70% less likely to develop dementia. So natural niacin, 70% less likely to develop dementia in this study. Moreover, when it comes to weight loss, diabetes prevention, blood pressure lowering, cholesterol lowering, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, peanuts are every bit as strong as almonds. So, winner, I'm going to call this one a tie as well. Number four, almonds versus peanuts to prevent heart disease. All nuts prevent heart disease. In a large study of 118,962 Americans, researchers found that the more often you eat nuts, the lower your chance of dying from a heart attack. Indeed, this study showed that those eating nuts were 24% less likely to die from a heart attack. When it comes to preventing heart disease, peanuts perform every bit as well as almonds and other nuts. Indeed, from the same study, researchers could find no difference in the protective effects of peanuts compared to other nuts, including almonds. So, for heart disease, once again, I'm going to call it a tie. So far, they've been neck and neck. Well, let's go to the next subject. Number five, almonds versus peanuts to prevent cancer. for cancer prevention, you want a food that can prevent DNA damage, promote DNA repair, reduce tumor growth, prevent spreading, and enhance immune system function. Fortunately, both almonds and peanuts may help in all of these cancer prevention functions. In the study that I just referred to, researchers compared the cancer prevention effects of nuts and peanuts. When it comes to your risk of dying from cancer, nuts, including almonds, decreased your risk by 17%. While peanuts didn't perform quite as well, they still lowered your risk of dying from cancer by 6%. In a different study of 48,380 people, nuts, including almonds, decreased the risk of cancer by 18%. In contrast, peanuts only decrease the cancer risk by 7%. So when you add up these two big studies as far as nuts versus peanuts in reducing cancer risk, in this case, I'm going to call the winner almonds. So almonds are better than peanuts when it comes to cancer prevention. Number 6, almonds versus peanuts for energy production. Everyone wants more energy through the day. To get that energy boost, should you eat almonds or peanuts? When it comes to energy production, almonds have a number of advantages. For example, almonds are sky high in manganese, copper, riboflavin, and magnesium. The energy generating factory of each cell in your body is the mitochondria. As the mitochondria make energy for your body to use, it spins off free radicals as a byproduct. These free radicals limit how much energy the mitochondria can generate. Fortunately, the manganese and copper in almonds are essential components to an enzyme, and this enzyme is called superoxide dismutase, which gets rid of these free radicals so that your mitochondria can continue to crank out the energy at maximum production. In addition to manganese and copper, almonds are also packed with riboflavin and magnesium. Both riboflavin and magnesium are critical components to the mitochondria's ability to create new energy. If either are lacking, energy production is slowed to a crawl. While peanuts have these same nutrients, the amount in peanuts is much lower than that of almonds. Thus, when it comes to getting more energy during the day, almonds come out on top. So the winner, almonds. So now almonds are ahead 2-0. Let's move into the next topic. Almonds versus peanuts for resveratrol. Not long ago, resveratrol was felt to be the fountain of youth. Resveratrol is a flavonoid compound found in red grapes that has been associated with longevity, less heart disease, less cancer, and improved cognition in medical studies. Indeed, some researchers believe that the resveratrol in red wine is the secret behind the French paradox. Now, the French paradox is the term given to why the French seem to be able to eat unhealthy food but yet have extremely low rates of heart disease and remarkable longevity. In addition to red grapes, peanuts and dark chocolate are two other great ways to get resveratrol. Indeed, 1 ounce of peanut butter, that's 28 grams, provides almost as much resveratrol as 1 ounce of red wine, that's 30 milliliters. In contrast, almonds have no meaningful amount of resveratrol. So when it comes for resveratrol, if you're looking for longevity, then I'm going to call the winner, peanuts. Okay, let's go to the last topic. Almonds versus peanuts for cost. When it comes to cost, you really can't get much cheaper than the peanut. Regardless of where I have shopped over the years, peanuts have always been much cheaper than almonds. So for people on a budget, peanuts are a great way to get all the nutritional benefits of nuts at a much lower price point. So when it comes to cost, I'm going to call the winner peanuts. So sounds like we have a tie. 2 for almonds, 2 for peanuts, and then 4 other categories that tied. So maybe a quick wrap up, just in case as you're listening, running, driving, wherever, quickly run through it. So for weight loss, I called it a tie. Both almonds and peanuts are great for weight loss. Number 2, for diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, I called this one a tie. Both almonds and peanuts are very effective in these categories. The third one was to prevent dementia. Once again, they work by different mechanisms, but both almonds and peanuts seem to be very helpful in preventing dementia. Number 4, when it comes to heart disease, once again, I called it a tie. Both almonds and peanuts have been shown in many studies to be protective and also able to reverse heart disease. Now, the next 4 is where it gets interesting. When it came to cancer, number 5, I gave it to almonds, at least in several big studies. The cancer prevention effects of almonds seem to be a little bit more robust than that of peanuts. When it comes to energy production, I gave the nod to almonds, once again, they seem to be a little bit better for people who need more energy during the day. When it comes to resveratrol, the longevity substance, I gave it to peanuts. And then the last one, cost, I gave it to peanuts. So with that, now, what is the very best way to eat almonds and peanuts? When choosing almonds or peanuts to eat, there are a few general rules for optimal health. Here's what you need to know. Number one, only buy fresh almonds and peanuts. Because of the high fat content in almonds and peanuts, they can quickly turn rancid. Almonds stay fresh longer if you keep them in their shell. Also, dry roasting or keeping them refrigerated or frozen also helps them to stay fresh longer. Number two, avoid almonds or peanuts which have any added oils or sugars. So if there's added oil, added sugar, stay away. Be careful not to select the types which also have too much salt. If you eat too much, you could get a salt load, which could get you into trouble. Number three, for peanuts, eating the dry roasted varieties may be the best. This is because peanuts could possibly harbor small amounts of aflatoxin. Aflatoxin is a poison that comes from mold, and dry roasted peanuts are much less likely to go moldy. So you don't want any mold when it comes to peanuts because that could get you into trouble. Take home message. The key takeaway from this podcast is that both almonds and peanuts help to prevent most chronic medical conditions. Based on my almonds versus peanuts analysis, I'm calling this one a tie. Indeed, even though most people consider almonds healthier, when you look at the scientific studies, I really couldn't find any significant difference between the two. Personally, I eat almonds and peanuts every day. I like the taste of both and don't want to deprive myself of any potential benefit. So my question to you is, do you prefer almonds or peanuts? I'd love to hear your thoughts, questions, and comments. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 207, the almonds versus peanuts, then scroll way down to the bottom of the page. There you can post your comments, your questions, your suggestions. Also, if you liked this podcast, please be sure to sign up for my free weekly newsletter. There you can get great tips and additional information that you can't find on this podcast. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.